Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from Liz Carroll and her self-titled album on Green Linnet Records. We heard two classic reels, Clark's Favorite and Pigeon on the Gate. It's the time of the year when everyone is Irish. St. Patrick's Day is actually a bigger event in the U.S. than in Ireland, where it was originally celebrated only as a religious holiday. But in the U.S., where there was a huge Irish immigration during the potato famine in the mid-1800s, it's celebrated quite differently. Originally, St. Patrick's Day and the Catholic Irish were looked on with scorn by the Protestant Americans. But soon the Irish recognized their potential as a political power and organized themselves into a potent force. Annual St. Patrick's Day parades were not established in Ireland, but rather in New York City in 1762 as a demonstration of strength and solidarity. When the Irish immigrants came to America, they brought their music and customs with them, and this week we'll hear music from Ireland filtered through the American experience. Let's open the program with Solas, a band comprised of American and Irish players, and hear Standing on the Shore from their newest CD, All These Years, that gathers past and present members of this powerful band. Solas on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Softly light is falling through. of all this, I am still alone. The logbook closed, the ship has gone, as it has done before. Where it sails, no tongue.
Of shillelagh and shamrock. Farewell to the girls of old Ireland all round. May their hearts be as merry as ever I would wish them, when far away on the ocean I'm bound. My father is old, and my mother quite feeble, to leave their own country, it grieves their hearts so. Oh, the tears in great drops down their cheeks they were rolling, to think they must die upon a foreign shore. But what matters to me where my bones may be buried, if in peace and contentment I can spend my life? Oh, the green fields of Canada, they daily are looming. It's there I'll put an end to my misery and strife. Farewell to the dances in homes now deserted, when tips struck the lightning in splanks from the floor. The paving and cringing of hobnails on flagstones, the tears of the old folk and shouts of encore. Then it's pack up your sea stores, consider no $10 a week isn't very bad pay. With no taxes nor tithes, to devour up your wages. When you're on the green fields of America, and the land's gone to Russia's. The handyman's gone, and the winders of creel. Away across the ocean, good journeymen, tailors, and fillers that flake out the old mountain reel. Ah, time, aye, the time when old Ireland was flourishing, when lots of her tradesmen could work for good pay. But since our manufactories have crossed the Atlantic, it's now we must follow to America. And it's now to conclude and to finish my duty. If ever friendless Irishman chances my way, with the best in the house, I will treat him a welcome at home on the green fields of America.
We're crossing the Great Pond this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, coming from Ireland to America. We just heard Charm City Junction from their self-titled recording, and a couple of tunes, Torn Jacket from Connie O'Connell, a fiddler from County Cork, and then Come West Along the Road, which is a popular session tune, Charm City Junction, on their own record label. And before that, we heard from Eileen Ivers and her new recording, Beyond the Bog Road, and the classic Green Fields of America, sung by Neve Parsons, and she learned that from Patty Tunney. That's on E1 Records. And we let off that set with Solas from their new recording, All These Years. We heard Standing on the Shore, featuring their new vocalist, Moira Smiley, and that's on THL Records. Tim O'Brien has been exploring his Irish roots, and on the recording The Crossing, takes a couple of old American fiddle tunes, and with the help of Seamus Egan, plays them perhaps the way they sounded back when they came across the big pond. Here's Upiney Mountain and Dusty Miller from Tim O'Brien on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
an only daughter. She had sweethearts plenty for to court her night and day. But when she had them gained, their company disdained. And many's the clever young man, heart wounded, went away. From Glady for to quarter, with scorching, burning flames for to thaw her frozen heart. Says she, young man, retire, your suit I don't admire, nor is it my desire a single life to part. Your passion for me's mother, and go and court another. So he went next Wednesday evening to one he had in view. And courted Sally, left disdainful Molly. With tears of melancholy, he gave her time to rue. Saying when you could, you would not, when you would, you need not. So read these lines and grieve not, my answer is quite plain. Come, all young maids, take warning by me and my misfortune. Never slight the young man who is master of your heart, for if you lightly spurn him, you'll find him not returning. You end your days in mourning. His eye that feels the smart. Thank you.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1611. And remember, we're also on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from Liz Carroll's self-titled recording on Green Linnet Records, and we heard The Western Reel and The Road to Recovery, two of Liz's tunes. Before that, we heard from the band The Gaslight Tinkers. They're from Western Massachusetts, and they mess around with a lot of different styles of music. We heard Morrison's and Bird's Nest from The Gaslight Tinkers. And before that, from California, we heard from Sylvia Harold and her recording A Bowl of Crystal Tears and her take on The Merchant's Daughter. That's on Tuxedo Records. And we let off that set with Tim O'Brien from his recording The Crossing. And we heard Upiney Mountain and Dusty Miller. We are listening to Irish music played by folks on this side of the Big Pond. And a few years ago, the songwriter Robert Sarrazin Blake, he's from up in the Northwest, traveled to Ireland. And he met up with John McSherry, a great Uilleann piper, and they got to playing together, and pretty much on the spur of the moment, they decided to make a recording. The recording is called A Long Series of Memorable Nights Forgotten, the Belfast Sessions. And we'll hear a tune called I've Been Waiting. This is Robert Sarrazin Blake with John McSherry on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
What you got, it turns into a memory. Memory's all you got. You keep it like family. Go to another place, like an island or a century, where the leaves stay red and the morning don't come early. Where I am waiting, it's true. And time will turn to seed of water and I'll weed all my growing garden when the fruit it blooms. I'll pickle and preserve, and when you return, I will offer you my burden. Saying, I've been waiting, I've been. Thank you. to return with another in your hand. If the green turns black, the dirt shifts to sand, will return to the earth. Sweet fruit decay on three dried tongues, one love note saying. And I was waiting, it's true. I was waiting for you.
Ramblin' Irishman, I've traveled this country o'er. I formed a resolution to leave my native shore. With a knapsack on me shoulder and a blackthorn in me hand, I started for America like a ramblin' Irishman. Now when I reached America, the girls all jumped with joy. Says one unto the other, here comes an Irish boy. They took me into their saloon and taken me by the hand. Toast they all drink round was to cut them an Irishman. Now I had not been in America for more than a week or so, when I formed a resolution to further lands I'd go. With a knapsack on me shoulder and a blackthorn in me hand, I started for Pennsylvania like a ramblin' Irishman. Now when I reached Pennsylvania and in his eye passed by, the landlord's lovely daughter to me was in no way shy. She took me in to dine with her and taken me by the hand. She went home and told her mother she was in love with an Irishman. Thank you.
That was the band All Hands Round. They're from up in New England, and that's from their recording, simply entitled Irish Music. It's on Folk Legacy Records, and we heard Ramblin' Irishman, sung by Deidre Murtha, the band All Hands Round. And before that, we heard from Robert Sarrazin Blake with John McSherry from their recording A Long Series of Memorable Nights Forgotten, the Belfast Sessions. And we heard I've Been Waiting, and that's on Same Room Records from Robert Sarrazin Blake. I'm going to lead off this last set with a band from my neck of the woods. They're called Burning Bridget Cleary, and they have a new recording called These Are the Days. Here's a set of tunes they call Scones of Boxty. Here's Burning Bridget Cleary on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. stood beneath the lofty palms on Africa's burning shore, while listening to the ceaseless tune of the savage lion's roar. As I stood gazing on a scene that to me was blank and drear, advancing to me from the wood, an old man did appear. The old man led me to a seat being on a fallen tree, and at his request we both sat down, for he wished to speak to me. Then the salt tears filled his eyes as he eagerly grasped my hand. Behold in me, the old man cried, I'm a native of thy land. He looked at me inquiringly, I knew it caused him pain. He said, young man, you may doubt my word, but I'll tell you once again. It was by this hot and burning sun, once my skin was fair as thine. But there's nothing but good old Irish blood flows in these veins of mine. I lived down on the Shannon in the year of 48, blessed by a loving babe and wife on the English lord's estate, until that cursed rebellion I was forced from them to go, to fight for love and freedom and that hated Saxon foe. This English lord, so cruel, he sought to take my life, but soon he revenged his anger on my loving babe and wife. He mangled their dead bodies with his cruel Saxon sword, for he said that Irish brat might live to join the rebel horde. At midnight in the wild wood their dead bodies were brought to me, and I swore by their dead bodies that revenged on him I would be. And to fulfill the oath I swore that revenged on him I'd be, I sailed in the same ship with him for the coast of Cape Colony. When we arrived at Cape Town, I was chosen for to be lieutenant in the army and to guard his own body. One day while we were hunting alone out in the wood, I raised my sword in vengeance, and before that coward stood. Now raise that cursed sword of yours that slew my babe and wife. Defend yourself, base murderer, a husband seeks your life. And to defend his wretched life, he tried all his skill and art. But I quickly plunged my naked steel into this coward's heart. Then I fled to the wild wood, where I thought I'd end my life. But I'd rather die in old Ireland and be buried with my wife. Here in a gold locket is the only thing I bear, a shamrock from old Ireland and some of my loved one's hair. I said, my good and trusty friend, yonder ship I do command, to carry you softly o'er the flood to your own native land. And now down on the Shannon, in consecrated ground, the body of that good patriot and his loved ones can be found. Thank you.
Joe Durain is one of the great Button Box accordion players, and we just heard from his recording Grove Lane. We heard a couple of reels, The Bantry Lasses and Molly on the Shore. He was accompanied there by guitarist John McGann. That's on Compass Records. And before that, we heard from Lisa Null. Lisa Null was a founder of Green Linnet Records until she sold the record label. And she has been singing all these years. She lives in the D.C. area, and I believe she works for the Library of Congress, or has worked for the Library of Congress. She just put out a wonderful 2-CD set called Legacies on Folk Legacy Records. And we heard from CD number 1, which is older songs, we heard The Irish Patriot, which actually was collected up in Maine and into Maritime Canada. Lisa Null, Legacies on Folk Legacy Records. Really wonderful recording. And we let off that set with Burning Bridget Cleary, a young band from my area. Their new recording is called These Are the Days, and we heard a set of tunes they call Scones of Boxty. Burning Bridget Cleary. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1611.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning.